Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
My man, Scotty Cuddy, of course, with the background of the mighty Tower of Power. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. And, of course, we combine the both today. This is a special Sunday edition. Of course, we air every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, and, of course, live worldwide via the fabulous Internet. Well, lots of UFC to stuff to talk about. Of course, the UFC going to Sydney, Australia Friday night. Last Saturday, they were in Japan. I mean, this is a worldwide tour they're going on. They'll be back here in the United States pretty soon. Last night, there was a card on Strikeforce, so there's lots of MMA stuff to talk about. And, of course, I'll bring in the MMA expert himself. I'm talking about Mr. Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com. He'll be here in just a few minutes. Then, at the bottom of the hour, probably about 35 minutes after the hour, we'll talk boxing with KP Kevin Perry of RingTalk.com. Of course, Vladimir Klitschko defending a portion of the world heavyweight title yesterday against John Mark Mormick. And what can I say? Talk about a mismatch. One guy looked like he was about 5'10", the other guy was about 6'7". And there was almost a 40-pound weight disparity. What I'm trying to tell you is the Klitschkos, there should be a super heavyweight division for anybody over 6'5". That's just the way it's got to be. Some stuff I want to talk about today in the world of MMA, and I'll talk with this with Dave in just a few minutes, is Brandon Sailing, a Strikeforce fighter, was indicted on one count of engaging in unlawful sexual conduct, a first-degree felony. And this was involved regarding the rape of a 13-year-old girl on October 8th. So he's fighting on Showtime. Doesn't Showtime do any of these background checks or what? You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Rock Hard Weekend is the ultimate male performance enhancer. It's packed with natural ingredients that really work, like Korean ginseng, ginkgo biloba, maca root, and L-arginine, which is an amino acid found in foods like nuts and salmon. It's the supplement for men who want more in the bedroom. Try it tonight and take your love life to a whole new level. Have you had a Rock Hard Weekend? Join the millions of men who have. Available at your local GNC, Kroger, CVS, Rite Aid, Murphy USA, or Circle K.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they'd just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they'd go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
And Machida will not allow him to do so.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Let's go down under first. First, talking about Sydney, Australia, Friday night, the FX fights, 6 o'clock on the West Coast, 9 o'clock on the East Coast. They were live from Australia, of course, from the Alphonus Arena. And I'll tell you what, Martin Kaptmann and Thiago Alves, they went to work. I mean, they really did. I mean, these guys have got a combined 29 UFC fights. And a dozen-plus octagon stoppages between the two of them. But no one doubted this welterweight fight between these two strikers. When I mean strikers, I mean guys that hit each other. I mean, striking is all about striking and with effective blows, effective strikes. Both Thiago Alves and Marvin Kaptmann, we all knew that would be a good one. Anyway, at the end, get this. I mean, it was unbelievable. But Alves lost with a guillotine choke. I'm talking about Kaptmann employing the guillotine choke and improving to 19-5. Alves slips to 24-8. Talk about a come from behind win. Holy cow. 4 minutes and 12 seconds of the fifth round, of course, five-minute rounds in the main events there on FX. And, of course, the UFC title fights are five minutes. And, you know, somebody said to me the other day, don't I think that's a bit of a disadvantage going five-minute rounds? No. Let's be honest, because back in the day, I mean, the Pride Fighting Championships used to go 10-minute opening rounds. So if you went a 10-minute opening round, a 5-minute opening round is nothing, okay? Nothing whatsoever. Joseph Benavidez showed the fans that smaller guys can still pack. I'm talking about, you know, the flyweights in the UFC. This was like the first UFC flyweight title bout. Benavidez was a TKO winner over Japan's Yoshinitini. And Yoshini is, of course, 19-5-6 now, and Benavidez rises to 16-2. Bad decision in combat sports? You got to be kidding. In the UFC's first ever flyweight bout, top-ranked 125-pound contender Ian McCall, he made his UFC debut against former bantamweight title challenger Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson. Well, guess what? After like 15 heart-pounding minutes, I just thought that Johnson lost. I mean, I thought that McCall won. There was just no question about it. Anyway, get this. The judges announced the scores at 29-28 for Johnson, and it was an incredible score. I just couldn't believe it. They tried to say they later changed it to a majority draw. That's been up in the arms. We'll talk with Mr. Dave Meltzer about that in just a few minutes. But the bottom line is, you know, confusion in Australia. Why can't judges count to 10? It's a 10-point must system. 10 points to the winner, 9 points or less to the loser. And I think that we need to go to some type of, like, Olympic scoring when it comes to fights. I mean, like, 9.5, 8.9. I mean, like, you know, if you do a perfect 10, it's a 10. But if you do anything less than a 10, it's less than a 10, because these 10-9 scores, I think it's obsolete. I think it's done, had its run. They used to just judge fights in rounds. I mean, that's the way it was done in New York up until like just like a decade ago. If you won more rounds in a 10-round fight, guess what? You won the fight. No matter if you knocked the guy down a few times or not, the bottom line is you were judged on the round in which you won. But the UFC, of course, went to this 10-9, this 10-point must system, and I'm not really into that. Maybe we could talk with Dana White in a couple of weeks from now. I'll try to get Dana on the show, try to figure things out as to what he thinks about the scoring, because I just don't think the scoring has got it going on. I really don't. Last night, Strikeforce. And, you know, either you tap or you get your arm broken. And I kid you not, because these two chicks can really, really rumble. I'm telling you, this, oh, man. They call her, I was just blown away. They call her Rowdy Ronda. Her name is Ronda Rousey, okay? And she threw an armbar on Maisha Tate early in the fight last night at the Nationwide Arena in Columbus, Ohio. And it didn't work. But you had a feeling that the... She did it again, you know, and the crowd screaming Rowdy Ronda in this whole nine yards, and she becomes the Strike Force's woman bantamweight champion via a first-round submission. She put on an armbar that was so ugly, it sort of reminded me of the Family Guy a few weeks ago when Stewie got his arm pulled out of place by his preschool teacher, but it was pretty nasty. The arm was just hanging there, hyperextended, call it what you want. But the chick staged a good war for as long as it lasted. As I said, it didn't last that long, but the bottom line is you got to like Ronda Rousey. I think she's probably one of the best, if not the best, MMA fighter out there as far as females are concerned. And, you know, when chicks come to fight, and I've said this in the past, they bring it. I mean, they bring it. There's just no doubt about it. They bring it. They want to impress themselves. They want to impress the crowd. They want to prove themselves. They want to show that women belong. And guess what? They belong, because last night, it only took her 57 seconds, but I'll tell you what, the longest fight she's ever had as a pro or an amateur, and she is now only 5-0. I'm talking about I love this one. Rowdy Randy Rousey. It's pretty cool. She's 5-0. Tate, who's making the first defense of her title, falls to 12-3. In her first bout since December 2010, former Strikeforce lightweight champion Josh Thompson, he returned to the cage and may have earned a rubber match against the promotion's current 155-pound lightweight king. I'm talking about Gilbert Melendez, scoring a solid yet unspectacular three-round win over KJ Nunes. The scores were 29-28 across the board for Thompson, who was sidelined by an injury for the past 15 months. Lots of kicks involved. Thompson now 19-4. Nunes 10-4. Maybe Nunes ought to think about doing other things. I mean, he just can't seem to deliver on the big stage. He just can't. Another fight on the same card, of course, Pride 2006 welterweight champion. I'm talking about the 170-pound division. Grand Prix champion Kazuo Mizuki returned to the Strikeforce cage for the first time since 2009. It picked up where he left off with a great win over Joe Riggs. And, you know, I mean, I take it back. It's been 2 years since he fought Joe Riggs. But he took a split decision win last night over British bomber Paul Daly. Scores were 30-27, 28-29, and 28-29 again. The young man with the win improves to 25-11 with one no contest. Daly falls to 29-12. Sayers defeated an overmatched Smith real quick. Middleweight, 185 pounds, folks. He's an up-and-comer. Lumumba Sayers handed veteran Scott Smith his fourth consecutive loss, submitting the man with hands of steel just 94 seconds into the bout. Sayers now 6-2, opened up scoring with a couple of strikes before taking Smith to the mat. Once he got Smith down, he let him up, only to slam him back to the canvas again. Smith, 18-10, won with one no contest, looked for a choke as he went down, but it was Sayers who fought loose and sunk in his own guillotine choke, prompting the end to the bout via a tap out at 1:34 of the very first round. Ex-champ Souza back in the winning circle, former Strikeforce middleweight champion. That's 185 pounds. Ronaldo Souza got back in the win column in his first bout since losing his title to Luke Rockhold last September, submitting Bristol Marundi in the third round of their main event. Of course, Souza tours in the main card. Souza took his time off to start. He started the bout off slow, working his stand-up before taking his man down to the mat for a little bit more than 2 minutes gone. While on Maruna's back, Souza fired off strikes, but shots to the back of the head prompted referee Keith Peterson to call a stop to the action and issued a warning. Having lost a dominant decision, Susan wasn't rattled, especially not after the right hand dropped Miranda with 140 left. Susan looked for the submission finish, but the Las Vegas was able to make it out of the round. Jakari mixed things up a little bit. Ronaldo Souza, that's his nickname, Jakari, mixed things up a little bit in the second round, and he was successful hurting his foe and taking him down to the canvas. Miranda shot back up quickly, but he was unable to get out of the offense going against a Brazilian who easily put another round in the bank. After getting two rounds of work in, Souza closed the show in the third, taking Mondin down and eventually sinking the arm triangle choke that made his foe tap at 243 of the third round. With the win, Souza ups his record to 15-3, 1-0 contest. Miranda drops to 12-7. Now, a little sad news. I wouldn't call it sad news. It's just weird news. I mean, coming out of the strike force, I mean, Brandon Sailing, 18 years old, was arrested for raping a 13-year-old girl. And the guy's got some weird tattoos on him, like white steel and sort of pro-Nazi, neo-Nazi type of guy. Okay, he is now a registered sex offender, of course, and he's had his problems with the law in the past, having spent some time in jail for domestic violence. But according to the reports here at the Bloody Elbow, two Noble County men are facing first-degree rape felony charges following an investigation by the Noble County Sheriff's Office into the weekend disappearances in October of a 12-year-old girl and her 13-year-old sister. According to Noble County Sheriff London Smith, the girl's parents allowed them to go to an all-night party at a friend's house in Monroe County, and this was in October. According to reports, the girls left the party with the suspects, Brandon Sling, the fighter, and James Allen, both 18 years old. They were out of Sarasville, Ohio. Both were charged with one count of raping somebody under the age of 13. You know, I got to ask you this. Doesn't Showtime, doesn't Strike Force, doesn't the UFC, don't they do Google searches? Don't they do any type of background searches on these guys whatsoever? I mean, come on. Think about it. The guy's a registered sex offender. He's fighting on Showtime. Okay, it's been in the news. It was all over the place. I first saw this like 3 or 4 months ago, and it sort of like, you know, went right past me. But the bottom line has been brought up again, and Showtime's allowed him to fight, and I just don't get it. I really don't. With all the avenues out there for background searches, I'm talking about, you know, Google, Yahoo, all those little private detective things you can conjure up there online, pay $35 and check somebody out, all that kind of good stuff. And yet this guy is able to get by as a registered sex offender and fight on Showtime. So Showtime not doing their job, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. We'll talk MMA next up with the preeminent expert in the sport. I'm talking about Dave Meltzer, TheWrestlingObserver.com. You can join us on the toll-free at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
You may have thought that I forgot, so that this is what I say. So I know what I wrote it, I know I'll survive, and I evolve every day. Survival of the hippest, the funky, and the biggest. Survival of the hippest, the soulful, and the quickest. As a true funk soldier, I don't need a yogi. It's decoded in my DNA.
Ah, the great Tom Bowes, one of my Facebook buddies, said hello to a friend of mine yesterday. Tom's got class, man. Tom was the former lead singer of Tower of Power, of course, now doing his thing with the Funk Harmonic Orchestra there in New York City. Of course, Brent Carter's part of that. Brent Carter, the former Tower of Power lead, last I talked to him a few weeks ago, was debating as to whether he was going to stick on with AWB, the average white band, as far as being their lead singers concerned. And speaking of lead singers, bad news out of Brisbane, California today for you rockers. Ronnie Montrose died of prostate cancer. He was seen by a friend of mine yesterday in a market in Brisbane, California. In fact, he ended up getting some meat and from Carol's Meat Market, one of my former sponsors. And what do you know? He passed away during the night. I know he'd been battling prostate cancer. In fact, that he had just come off a tour and he said he was feeling well, but the count told 10 on him last night. Ronnie Montrose dead, the former rocker, of course, the man that brought Montrose to fame back in the 70s and the 80s. But the bottom line is he succumbed to prostate cancer. And folks, if you're a male and you're over the age of 35 or 40 and you haven't got a prostate exam, go get it done. It's not the funnest thing in the world. And if you're over 45, go get a colonoscopy. That ain't the funnest thing in the world either. Both those things are very humiliating, especially when they have women doing it. But the bottom line is, you know, you get a clean bill of health and you don't have to worry about those issues. I mean, I remember the late writer for the New York Times, Phil Berger. He was scared to death of colon cancer. He was getting colonoscopies quite often, right? Ended up dying of colon cancer. His father had died of colon cancer, so it was in the family. Enough of talking about death. Let's bring in life. I'm talking about the new life, of course, and some young blood down there in L.A. I'm talking about the man, Kevin Perry, KP of ringtalk.com. We'll go to Dave Meltzer a little bit later and talk some MMA. So what's up, KP?
Not much. I really like the opening. Say I'm young. I'm turning 34 this week coming up.
Well, you want me to sing You're Still a Young Man to you or what?
No.
Okay, all right. Because I'm not the greatest singer in the world. I can get one of the Tower of Power guys to play that for you, but we'll do a happy birthday.
get Floyd Mayweather to sing it for me.
Now, if we've had Floyd sing on the show in the past, Floyd's not one of the greatest vocalists of all times.
Great fighter, though.
Great fighter. Great fighter, and, you know, right now there's a lot of controversy surrounding Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. Of course, Floyd's going to take on Miguel Cotto at 154 pounds. That'll be on May the 5th. And, of course, a knock on Pacquiao was he made Cotto come down to 145. He made Antonio Margarito come down to 140, 150 when he was a 154-pound fighter. I mean, does this put asterisks next to the records, to these fights, as far as Manny Pacquiao's legacy is concerned? Does that put asterisks next to those, the fact that he made these guys come in weight-drained?
I don't think so, and I think part of the reason I believe there should be no asterisk there is he's pretty much a guy that's a natural lightweight, maybe. Maybe you could say he's natural at 140 pounds, but bottom line is he has started his career, I think, fighting at flyweight. He's moved up multiple weight classes, so to ask these guys to drop a pound is probably not the best thing to do, but he is probably not fighting in a natural weight himself.
Time out. A natural weight. The guy's 147 pounds, 145 pounds. He's rock solid. He isn't fat. It isn't like Duran or Leonard or Ali or any of these guys who moved up in weight. He's moved up in weight and didn't gain an ounce of fat, which I think is suspicious to begin with, okay? Because I'm telling you, when you gain weight, especially when you move up in weight as far as boxing's concerned, you tend to put on pounds. Look at Juan Manuel Marquez when he fought Floyd Mayweather. He looked flabby around the waist because he weighed in at 144. I think
a lot of that depends on a guy's physique. Because, for example, Manny Pacquiao, he weighs in around 140, and he looks to be all muscle, but a lot of that weight that he has is in his legs. He doesn't have a whole lot of upper body mass if you look at the guy. So, you know, some people just put on weight, you know, a little better than others. And also you have to remember is it's not like all of a sudden Pacquiao just got big overnight. I mean, he started fighting when he was 16. He was a flyweight at that time. I think the progression of his weight gain, it seems pretty natural. And at 126, he was actually the day of fights coming in the ring around 140. So it seems that somewhere around 140 is a natural weight for him. And obviously, you know, the fact that he still looks strong at the weight is what's amazing to people. But the weight itself, to me, doesn't seem the weight progression doesn't seem unnatural to me.
Okay, you're a Pac-Man defender. I'm not. I'm going to tell you like this. He said in January, if Floyd Mayweather wasn't going to jail in May, that he'd fight Floyd Mayweather on May the 5th. Now Floyd Mayweather's not going to go to jail until June the 1st. So what does Manny do? He schedules a fight for June the 9th. I think he's chicken spit. What do you think?
I think the bottom line here is for Floyd Mayweather to demand to not even consider a 50-50 split in a fight against an opponent who arguably draws just as much as he does is probably much more popular worldwide than Floyd Mayweather is. It's just kind of a little ridiculous.
And yeah, but hold on a second.
In my opinion, it's going to be impossible to make this fight without a 50-50 split.
But
so
Manny,
there's going to be no 50-50 split like Floyd says. There's never going to be a fight. I mean, that's just the reality that...
But your man, Manny Pacquiao, came out on television. I watched it in the Philippines. It was in English. He said he'd take less money than 50-50 in order to make the fight. Now, what is he, a politician talking out both sides of his mouth? This is the same guy that's condemned the use of condoms. He wants to put a law on the Philippines. He's a congressman to ban the use of condoms. Is he out of his friggin' mind or what?
Well, I think when he said that, I think he probably believed that at the time. But the bottom line is...
He said it 2 weeks ago.
But Floyd Mayweather has had a ridiculous demand of, from what I believe I'm hearing, he would want to give Pacquiao about $40 million and no percentage of the pay-per-view. I mean, what fighter at the stature of Pacquiao in the right mind would agree to a term like that? I mean, that's giving Floyd the upper hand in pretty much everything. So he's giving the lion's share of the money. Also, he's agreeing to the drug testing, which, you know, I think is great for the sport. But at the same time, this isn't negotiation. This isn't Floyd just, you know, should be able to get whatever he wants. I think he should be willing to meet him halfway, or, you know, a 45-45 plus 10% for the winner. Okay. That sounds pretty reasonable to me, even though a lot of times guys get ripped off.
The reasonable one, you're always reasonable. I'm talking about Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. But, Kev, I got to tell you before I let you go out in about 30 seconds, had Manny agreed to the drug test back in March 2010, we wouldn't even be talking about this fight. It would have been over. And Floyd Mayweather would have been arrested for domestic violence, slapping around and exposing Manny Pacquiao for the limited fighter he is. I got to run. Much love, Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. Next up, the great one, the genius himself, Dave Meltzer in the house.
Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 888-450-0031. That's 888-450-0031. Or go to quickenloans.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-Hour Energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-Hour Energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go,
your eyes sharp now and down the road. Or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find the Centrum Specialist that's right for you.
Yeah, Seb is taking a little bit of a beat here.
Oh, look at these shots. Very heavy.
He's tapping. He just tapped.
Did he tap?
And he did tap. Yeah, he did tap.
But the referee didn't see it.
Yeah, I think he just tapped.
Well, let's see how much more punishment he always taps. That's it. He's had enough. Oh, Bobby Lashley. He had to tap. He tapped about 30 seconds earlier. And a lot of damage done to the left thigh of Bob Sapp.
What a fitting song to bring in my next guest. A little knowledge is a dangerous thing. He's got a lot of knowledge. I'm talking about Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com, of course, the Wrestling Observer newsletter. My Bible, my aunt calls it the gossip magazine because I run to the bathroom and I end up reading this thing for like an hour and a half to 2 hours. I go cover it from word to word. It's like 50,000 words a week. It covers professional wrestling, a little bit of boxing, and of course, the world of MMA in detail. In fact, Mark Ratner, the vice president of the UFC, of course, the former Nevada City Athletic Commission, he said last week on this show when he called us from Brazil, from UFC 144, that he learns more about the UFC and Dave's newsletter, Dave Meltzer's Wrestling Observer newsletter, than he does from the UFC offices. So, Dave, congrats on that one. Mark's giving you props.
Yeah, Mark's a great guy.
Mark is a great guy. Let's talk about the UFC, of course. We've got the Ultimate Fighter 13 coming up on Friday night. Will that be on FX?
Yes, on FX. The Friday show is going to start at 9, but the usual starting time for the show is going to be 10, starting in week 2 on March 16th.
Okay, so are we figuring about 5 million people are going to watch us?
I don't think it's going to be that many. The Ultimate Fighter on Spike was usually doing, the last season, probably, 1.5 to 1.7, 1.8 million viewers. They had a lot of replays on Spike, and I think FX isn't doing replays. So I don't know how that's going to affect it. I think that the thing with Ultimate Fighter also is that the TiVo numbers of Ultimate Fighter are actually traditionally very, very high, higher than probably any sports event for whatever reason. I guess because it's a reality show. It's not going to be 5 million, no.
Okay, but what about FX? Now, how many more homes does FX bring to the dance as far as UFC is concerned compared to Spike TV?
It's actually almost identical. They're both in roughly 99 million homes. FX is a higher-rated network. Like, your average FX programming is probably 40% higher than your average program on Spike. That doesn't mean that this specific show will do 40% better, because FX has done a couple of UFC fight nights, and actually they've done worse than the shows had done on Spike, but they're gradually increasing to where the last one that they did, which was actually the prelims from last week, were actually at the high end of what Spike would do for the prelims. So it's like it's taken a little while for the UFC fans to get used to it, and it may even here as well, where the first episode doesn't do so well, but maybe by episode 3 and 4, the word kind of gets around, hey, it's on FX on Friday nights. And the theory is that it will do more than Spike because it's a higher-rated network. But it may not be the case week one.
Okay, we've got the coaches, Dominic Cruz and Uriah Faber, the California kid. I think Cruz beat Faber in a fight in Sacramento a couple years ago, didn't he?
He was in Vegas.
Vegas, okay.
Yeah.
The bottom line is there's bad blood between these two guys, but it looks to me, and I've known Faber for a long time, I've known him since he was a kid, and he just doesn't seem to have the confidence when he's talking to Cruz and about Cruz that he has when he has discussed other opponents. Has Cruz gotten inside his head?
Maybe, because Faber really wanted, they actually have fought twice, but the first time Cruz was only 21 years old and Faber was, well ahead of him and beat him in actually like 90 seconds. But the second fight, Faber was really at his best in the second fight. It was the best I've ever seen of him. And Cruz was a little bit better. And before, I always felt that, like, when Faber had fought other guys, even guys like Mike Brown beat him, but watching it, you could see, the first time was not a fluke. Things happened in a fight, and he lost. The second time, Faber broke both of his hands and still almost won the decision. It was a close fight. And I think a healthy Faber probably would have beaten him. Well, you had Faber at his best against Cruz. Now, I don't think Faber could ever beat Aldo, but Aldo's also a much bigger guy. So now he's going against a guy his own size, and he couldn't, his wrestling didn't work that well. And stand-up, Cruz is a really good stand-up fighter. And Faber's a good stand-up fighter, but Cruz is a little bit better, even though Faber hits harder. Mm-hmm. And Faber, it was a competitive fight. It was an excellent fight, but it's going to be a hard fight for Faber to win. He can win it if he could get it to the ground, but in the first fight, he could never get it to the ground on his own. I mean, Cruz's defensive wrestling And that offensive wrestling was better than Faber's, and that surprised a lot of people since Faber was a very good collegiate wrestler and Cruz has no college wrestling background.
We're talking with Dave Meltzer, folks, the creator of the Wrestling Observer radio show. Of course, that airs from 3 to 5 p.m. on Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, of course, he does the Wrestling Observer newsletter. And, as I said, 40 to 50,000 words a week. We still can't figure out how many. Do you really have, like, seven dwarfs writing this all these columns for you?
No,
and
man,
throwing
I'm
them
writing,
together?
I'm writing all day. I'm doing nothing but writing and watching and interviewing.
Oh, man.
That's pretty much it. And then eating three meals a day.
Okay. Eating three meals a day. How's your brother doing?
My brother's doing really good.
Is he still doing his little act down there at Pier 39?
Yeah, he's sometimes on Pier 39. He's mostly just trade shows for companies. But he's been in that business for, God, 30 years.
Yeah. I told you about his little knife incident down there at Pier 39, right?
I don't know the story.
You know the story about that?
I've seen him do the knife act for years.
Yeah, well, he was doing the knife act, and he's doing the knife act in the front row, and some guy drops his cell phone, and he bends over and runs right into the tip of your brother's knife.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I mean, it was a small cut. It wasn't much of a cut, but the guy's talking about suing this and that and being the security director at the time at Pier 39. I sort of said, hey, you got no claim here, man, whatsoever. I said, you admitted bending down and going into this guy's little area as far as his show's concerned. You sort of went onto the stage. So the bottom line is, this is sort of your fault. It's sort of like jumping in a cage with a tiger and the tiger mauling and you're trying to sue the tiger's owner because you jumped in the cage with him. So the bottom line.
Yeah, it'd be like when in the old days of wrestling, when fans would like jump into the ring and start a fight, and then it wouldn't go that well, and they would want to sue. And they were, you jumped in the ring. You know what I mean?
You know what, Dave? You know what I used to, speaking of jumping in the ring, you know what I used to do out at the Cow Palace? I used to steal turnbuckles.
Did you really?
Yeah, I stole about three or four turnbuckles. When after the main event was over, I would take a pair of scissors, and I would actually cut the string, and I would grab the turnbuckle, and I'd run off, and I used to sell the turnbuckles for like $100, $150.
God,
this
Roy
was
Shires
back in the day.
You, except he passed away 20 years ago.
Pardon me?
Roy Shires should go after you.
Yeah, Roy Shires has been gone a long time.
One
of the great Roy Shires stories, though, was when he buried $500,000 in his backyard, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And then it came that the money rotted, so he called the Department of the Treasury and said, look, I got $500,000 here, but the money's sort of moldy. Can you do something about it? And they said, yeah, you can pay taxes on it. Roy wasn't the most likable guy in the world, was he?
No, he was a brilliant promoter, but I don't actually. You know, it's funny how they say when someone passes away that you won't hear anyone say anything bad about him. I remember when Roy passed away, there weren't a lot of people saying anything good about him, other than the fact that he was a absolutely brilliant wrestling promoter, and he was actually a great wrestler too. But he was not a great people person. I mean, let's face it, he had one of the highest rated shows on Channel 2 when in the 60s, and he. He got himself kicked off of the station because he would come to the studio and spit tobacco juice on their carpet. And he would do this for years because he was so arrogant.
Yeah.
And one day they told him, if you come here and spit tobacco juice, we're going to kick you off the air. And he came and did it again, and they actually kicked him off the air. And it cost him because, even though he was successful for another decade on Channel 44, the fact is that there's in our market, the difference from Channel 2 in those days to Channel 44 was a big difference. It went from, he was still successful, but it took him down, 20%.
Yeah, okay. Tell me about Brandon Sayling. He's 18 years old or somewhere around 18
Christ.
Years old.
What a story. Yeah, I actually should know more about it, but I had never heard of the guy as of last night. I watched him in a fight with Roger Bowling. It was a great fight. And then the show was over. I was busy watching the show, and I come to find out he's a neo-Nazi who was in prison for raping a 12-year-old girl. And, man, talk about falling through the cracks. It's funny because it's like he put on a performance, even though he lost and he was an unskilled fighter, that could have made him into he could have been a big favorite as a fighter. I mean, he had something. Just a tough guy. But, man, we'll never see him again. I can guarantee you. Dana White was in Australia, and he knew none of this. And, boy, when he found out, we're not going to ever see this guy again. He was a late replacement, and, I don't know what happened, but they signed him, and I don't know what's you know, I don't know. I hope no heads roll over it, but it was quite an embarrassment.
Okay, what about Ronda Rousey? How good is she? She beat up Miesha Tate last night on Showtime Strikeforce card. How good is this chick? She's only 5-0.
Yeah, but she's an incredible athlete. You know, she was a bronze medalist in the Olympics in judo, and she's able to use that judo to transfer over. And she's actually on the ground. She is the best woman on the ground that I've ever seen in the sport. I mean, there's women with their black belts in jiu-jitsu, and there's Gracies and all that. But this, you know, her athleticism is so far beyond. I mean, Miesha Tate is actually a great grappler. I think she was a world champion in the sport of grappling. And Ronda ran through her just, you know, everyone knows that Ronda's move is the armbar. And, you know, Miesha did nothing but train to block the armbar. And Ronda got it on her twice in a four-minute fight. She got it on the first minute and then again in the fourth minute. And I mean, Miesha Tate fought a great fight, but she wound up with her arm looked really bad at the end of that fight.
So, do you watch The Family Guy?
What? Do I watch Family Guy?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I don't watch it regularly.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago, Stewie, the little kid, got his arm pulled out of socket by his preschool teacher in a case of abuse. And that's what that arm looked like last night to me. It looked like hyperextended.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? All right. Let's talk about the FX card on Friday night. I thought Ian McCall didn't deserve take that back. I thought Ian McCall beat Demetrius Johnson. And have they decided to make this a draw? What's going on with that?
What a mess. But here's what happened. I thought so, too. I thought that Ian McCall won 2-1. The problem with the scoring system, the 10-point must in a 3-round fight, and this happens all the time, I would say it's on probably once every other big card, you have an example of a fight where you have two close rounds that can go either direction, and then one guy completely dominates the third round, which is what happened here, or dominates one of the rounds. And he's clearly like Chael Sonnen afterwards. You know, his description was, Ian McCall won the fight, but Demetrius Johnson actually, you know, the contest, by the rules of the contest, were a draw because two judges. What happened was the Australian Commission, one of the judges, they announced it as a split decision, which was weird because, I mean, the scores that Bruce Buffer announced were split decision 29-28, 29-28, and... It's 29-28.
Right.
But he called it a majority decision. And come to find out, when the fight was over, I heard from someone in Australia who said, oh, by the way, you know, he announced it wrong. One of the judges had it as a draw. Come to find out an hour later, and I don't know why it took an hour, and you know, this is like the first UFC show that Mark Ratner was not at. He came home after Japan. So maybe if he was there, this wouldn't have happened. But what happened was one of the judges had a 10-8 third round, but I've seen the scorecard. His 8 looked like an 8 and it looked like a 9, and the commission added it up as a 9. Now, why it took an hour to come back and say that it was an 8 and it's a draw, I don't know, but Dana White was fuming. I mean, it was just like, how does this happen? So the fight was a draw, and they were supposed to go into an overtime round. And that didn't happen either because the fight was already over for an hour before they figured this out. So we're going to get a rematch. They're hopeful the rematch is going to be on April 21st. They're trying to get the rematch as soon as possible if both guys are healthy enough to go through with the rematch.
Genius, I thank you for your time. The Wrestling Observer Live on the radio goes 3 to 5 p.m. Sundays, folks, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can check out the WrestlingObserver.com for the Wrestling Observer newsletter. And if you get this, you'll get hooked. It's like heroin in print. Dave, I want to wish you all the best. Thank you so much, genius.
Okay, thanks a bunch, Pedro.
All right, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. What can I say? Anytime you have Dave Meltzer on the show, it's just like time just flies. You're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, smart money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296, 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296, 800-368-0296.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Aha, the sounds of Barney Miller bring us back from the break. Remember that old TV series with Hal Linden? You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. And don't forget, we are each and every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and Live Worldwide on the Internet. Of course, you can check out all of our shows, and we do as many as 3 hours of radio a week. You can check out the podcast and the live broadcast as well at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Want to thank my guest today, the great KP, Kevin Perry. I can't tell you what the KP stands for. It's our little secret. And, of course, the genius himself, Dave Meltzer. If you want to join that newsletter group, check him out, WrestlingObserver.com, and join the Wrestling Observer newsletter. You can get it once a week, and you will be thoroughly satisfied. I know I am. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. But one more important thing, Lenny Williams, the man singing the song right now, is in Selma, Alabama, reenacting the Civil Rights March of the 1960s with the great Dr. Martin Luther King. So I want to wish Lenny the best. Tower of Power is off for a tour of Europe. I'll talk with Emilio tomorrow. I'll probably have a tape for him next Saturday. But until next week, hands up, chin down. But most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life.